Every day this week, we've been playing the brief remembrances of recent guests to our show about 9/11 and the last decade, what they've meant to them. Billy Collins was poet laureate of the United States on 9/11, and we spoke to him about the attacks after his appearance on our show this past April.
This is Billy Collins speaking. I was the poet laureate of the United States from 2001 to 2003. And in fact, I was appointed poet laureate by the Librarian of Congress, who does the appointing, just a few months before the attacks of 9/11. I did not look for anti-war poetry or political poetry or rhetorical poetry, which I don't have much taste for anyway, or because it seems to have its limitations. Imaginatively speaking, what I looked for was quiet, meditative poems that reminded us that no matter what's going on in the world around us, no matter how traumatic the kind of political earthquakes that are taking place, there is still this quiet place achievable through thought and meditation and just staring. So I suggested poems by Mary Oliver and by a number of other poets, a poem, I think, by Whitman, just poems that were not about war or turmoil. They were simply about observing nature in some way, finding in poetry this place to settle down. I mean, there is poetry that addresses social issues, and there's a place for that. But that's not my leaning, and I did think at the time, perhaps we'd be better served by poetry that reminded us of this sort of inner stability.